Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called, Why Should I Quit My Job to Start a Startup? 5 Signs. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's a sobering truth. 90% of entrepreneurs who quit their jobs immediately fail within the first year. But here's what's fascinating. Those who plan their exit strategically have a 70% higher success rate. The difference isn't talent or luck. It's timing and preparation. Let me start with what I call the financial safety net rule. Never, and I mean never, quit without 12 to 18 months of personal expenses saved. Your startup won't pay you for at least 6 to 12 months, and that's if you're lucky. Calculate your true monthly burn rate, healthcare, rent, food, everything. Then add a 30% buffer for those unexpected costs that will absolutely happen. But money isn't the only factor. You must validate before you leap. This is where most people get it backwards. They think quitting will give them the focus they need to build something great. But here's the reality. If you can't make progress on your startup while working evenings and weekends, going full-time won't magically fix your execution problems. Build and test your minimum viable product while you're still employed. Get your first 10 paying customers before you even consider quitting. This isn't just about proving market demand. It's about proving to yourself that you can execute. Let me tell you about Sarah, one of the smartest founders I've coached. She built her software tool for 8 months while working full-time. She reached $5,000 in monthly recurring revenue before she quit. She used her corporate healthcare through Cobra Transition, which bought her breathing room. Within 6 months of going full-time, she hit $50,000 monthly recurring revenue. The key wasn't her brilliant idea. It was that she de-risked everything possible before making the jump. Here's your action step. Write down 3 specific milestones you must hit before quitting. Set a deadline 6 to 12 months out. If you don't hit them, keep your day job and keep building. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.